Hello.
Secretary Connolly, sir.
Hello.
Ready.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I know you're busy. I just wanted to tell you that I totally support the proposition on the convertibility thing. I've talked to George Shultz, and Stein is lined up. There isn't any question about it. But Arthur let the cat out of the bag when he said he was talking about convertibility.
That's right.
And so what we do about it, John, I don't know, but I just thought you should know that we're going to stand absolutely firm. If I'm ever asked about it, or if you think I can say something, I'll say something.
All right.
Because, goddammit, we're just not going
to
allow it.
I don't think it's in much point. I put it off. They had a meeting today, and I just told them to, you know, just delay and talk and be nice talk about something else and say, let's consider other possibilities.
Right.
I told them just keep talking, but it's going to do nothing.
Yeah. Now, on the Canadian side, my view is that, and there's no hurry on this, but you might, as you say, talk to Henry tomorrow and just say, now look here, we got to do these tough things, and because I have another reason for doing it. I think that doing something to Canada may be an indication to the Japanese and the Europeans and other places that we're not going to be pushed around.
This is why it's important. Otherwise, see, we don't have that much to talk to them about.
Right.
And we don't need them to give us that much, but they ought to do something.
Right.
But the problem is, if they don't do anything, that's going to be a clear signal.
Right.
Because they did absolutely nothing on the alignment, you see. They floated.
Yep.
Made no contribution.
Yep.
Now, if they don't do anything on trade, it's just going to be a clear indication to the rest of the world that, they can just stand firm.
And they're our biggest customer.
That's right.
Okay. Well, that's my feeling. And now, what is involved here, John, is that I'm prepared to use the bullet, too. What I'll do is to just screw around on the visit to Trudeau and say, gee, I'm so tied up getting prepared for Russia, I can't do it right now. Just put it off. Don't you agree?
That's great.
Because, you see, once we do these things, as I pointed out, there'll be the damned Canadians, some of those people, they'll stir up pickets and this and that, and frankly, I'm just not going to tolerate that from these people.
Well, we don't have to do anything right now, except we'll be up test fine probably within the next 2 weeks, and I'm playing cool, of course, and just say, we have worked out an agreement with Canada.
Right.
But at the same time, I want you to know what the situation was and what it's developing into, because we're going to have a tough year. We've got lots of trading with these people.
Right. On the gold thing, you're in charge of that, and you just do what you think is on the timings, or, I know the game we're playing, and as I understand it, you're gonna push the trade thing. I'm sorry, not the trade thing, but the gold thing.
We're going to go on as early as we can. We were delaying maybe a week on these trade things just to get them over with.
Right.
We're going on with a gold thing, but, he just pontificates every now and then and acts as if he's the only one that's
ever thought of these things.
That ever thought of them, or that's looking after the United States interests. Well, hell.
I know.
Every now and then I just get...
Every now and then some of the rest of us look at too. Well, I just wanted you to know that George and I had a talk, and we've got Stein, George, and naturally we're all lined up together, John. But with Arthur, we just gotta.
Well,
I don't know.
We just play it, and it's tough because he does talk. He talks to these central bankers.
Also, that undercuts you.
Sure.
Now, the other point that George made to me, which I think is somewhat reassuring, George says, as long as we do not have convertibility, he says, the Europeans can't do all that much to us.
They can't.
Because he says, when we had convertibility, then they had a right to lecture us about what we ought to do. But without convertibility, that is not the case, and that we just shouldn't get all that excited about the fact that they worry about our budget. Is that your view?
That's exactly right. They can't do one cockeyed thing. And they'll say, we've got to maintain our relations. We've asked them to hold dollars. And I said, no, we didn't ask them to hold dollars. They've held dollars. It's been in their interest to hold dollars.
That's right.
And I said, hell with them. I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about us.
That's right.
And, you go through the same old thing again.
Right. That's right. Well, we're doing fine on it. I think we should talk that the fact that things are coming along, and sure, it takes time, and the Congress has got a lot on its plate, but we're going to push the gold thing and the rest, and we're going to get our trade, and we're going to do that and make the best out of whatever we get out of it. So I just wanted you to know that after the meeting that that's my conviction at least.
All right. On a lighter note, I when I got back to the office, I saw a little secret memorandum where they informed me, my intelligence people informed me that India had just made a grant to Bangladesh of 13 million pounds sterling.
God, that's $50 million.
$30 million. So I wrote Henry a little note. And I said, and told him that I understood that India just made a grant of $30 million to Bangladesh. And I said, if she's got money like this to give away, why are we giving aid to India?
Yeah. That's great. That's great. Henry will come in to me tomorrow. He'll be mortified, and he'll say, "Do you think the secretary really thinks this?" And I'm going to say, "He sure does." He called me about it, Henry, and he's enraged that you would have done this without telling him. Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's a game I'm going to play with him, and okay. play it right out. Okay.
All right,
John. Thank you. Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Ryland's coming down. You go over there today now.
Well, I can't. I'm at the airport.
Oh.
I'm going to Richmond to make a speech tonight to the Chamber of Commerce.
Incidentally, they're great fellows. And so you might. I went down to Richmond and I was a congressman. Believe it or not, and spoke to. I know the Chamber of Commerce, the Rotary Club, and they gave me a wonderful reception. And you just
extend your
get and say that I have such fond memories of Richmond and great people and so forth. And for Christ's sakes, don't come out for busing. I know how strong you are for it, but don't.
All right, I will.
All right.
Publicly come out for it.
Okay, John.
All right, thank you.